Ring, ring. Hello? Hello, hey, it's Cindy in. No, who is this? What do you mean, who is this? This is Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South. Where is she? She's going to the Rick Springfield concert. Rick Springfield?
In all due respect, Jesse Ventura, I couldn't help but detect a little falsetto on the part of Jimmy Hart during the course of that particular tune.
That's called voice range.
Huh, well, wait till you hear the voice range of our next artist, all 300-plus pounds of him.
Oh, you gotta be talking, Vince, about none other than Captain Lou Albano.
You gotta be kidding. What is Captain Lou Albano gonna do? Strum the rubber bands on his face?
All right, standing by is the capper, Captain Lou's History of Music.
Never before in the history of motion pictures has there been a screen presence so commanding, so powerful, so deadly. He's Conan the Librarian.
Can you tell me where I can find a book on astronomy?
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Conan the Librarian.
I'm sorry. These books are a little overdue.
Conan the Librarian.
Tonight, only on U62.
Swept up on the road in waves of the night. Hey, you dumb bitch! You cut me off! What's the matter with you? Move up or move back! Get out of the way! What the hell are you, moron? Come on! I want to be in a parking lot! I'll buy a ticket, you dumb goddamn bitch!
Of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. At the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home. With the storm and the night behind me and the road of my own. With the day came the resolution. I'll be looking for you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la. For love in the strangest places, there wasn't a stone that I left unturned. Must have tried more than a thousand faces, and not one was aware of the fire that burned
in my heart.
heart on a July morning. I was looking for love with the strength of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. And at the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me, yeah, on the road of my own. With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you. Thank you.
Up to your old Excalibur tricks again, eh, Centauri? Did it ever occur to you that it's against the law to recruit from worlds outside the Star League?
Earth's in danger too, isn't it? And no, I did not use the Excalibur test. It was called a video game. But what's all the brouhaha? After all, he does have the gift.
This may come as a bit of a shock to you. But he doesn't want to be a starfighter.
Doesn't want to be a... Are you a coward? Are you crazy?
You didn't tell me about any of this.
Return the money, Centauri.
Return the money? Are you delirious? You know how long it took to invent the games, to merchandise them, to get them into the stores by Christmas?
It must be terribly embarrassing for you, and I do sympathize. However...
But I saw him fight. He could be the greatest starfighter ever.
That was a game, Centauri.
A game? You may have thought it was a game, but it was also a test. Aha! A test sent out across the universe to find those with the gift to be starfighters. And here you are, my boy. Here you are.
Right, here I am, about to be killed.
Killed? You don't seriously think it's dangerous, do you? Don't be silly. Trust me.
Zur. Sir.
Zur.
Yes, Father.
Your
mighty frontier grows weaker by the moment.
Do not call me Father. You are no longer my son. You're an outcast. Why have you returned?
I have returned for the good of all Rylands.
With an armada of Kodan warships behind you?
There are some Rylands who would welcome me, Father.
Star League justice put down your Zurian cult. Your followers are few and scattered.
Star League? A refuge for weak worlds not worthy to be our equals.
That is for the Rylands to decide, and not for a dangerous and evil child such as yourself.
And yet it is this child who caught your master spy. Hear me, Rylands. When the green moon of Galan is eclipsed, Kodan Armada will invade. And not even your mighty starfighters will be able to save you.
We shall see, Zor. We shall see.
You still want to go? And miss all the excitement?
Well, all right. Start ya. Citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Nothing but a party, y'all.
his father. Mothership connection. Home of the people, the bomb. Let me put on my sunglasses here so I can see what I'm doing. What a party. Star Child here, citizens of the universe. I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me.
Bye. it's Steve Austin.
Oh, no. Look out. Unbelievable.
Well, they broke the security railing.
They just broke the barricade.
Well, the referee's got to use a little discretion here. Nobody wants to see a disqualification or a count out. Bear with him, ref. Oh! Austin face first into the steel, and you see the results. Now we're going to see how...
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Unbelievable. Pat Horse Cabrera and Hugo Seminovich are Spanish commentators. Look at this. They're going underneath the table. They're all over the floor.
Backbreaker again. What a gut check for these two men.
All right, here we go. Here comes a risk.
Yeah, I don't.
This one may backfire on the hitman.
I don't like this one.
Oh, that's a dive. This could be the beginning of the end.
You can almost feel it. Something bad is going to happen to Bret Hart.
Bret Hart taking a risk, and now he's taking a beating from Stone Cold. Stone Cold sets up Bret Hart. He tried it before. Oh, wait a minute. He's going all the way up to the top.
Another move from Bret Hart. Top rope suplex.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. That takes a lot out. That takes a hell of a lot out of both men. Austin is hurt. He delivered a move. Wait a minute. Bret's got him. He's got it.
Oh, what a maneuver that was.
Austin trying to slaps himself and trying to shake the cobwebs loose.
What a competitor.
Well, this
the
is...
The hitman Bret Hart has met his match, JR.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, I'll tell you something. I don't know. Austin, I don't know what they're going to do. What are you going to do to beat this man? Wait a minute. There's a million-dollar dream.
Yes! Form of a sleeper on the plight on Bret Hart. Let's see what the hitman can do. Watch his back. One. Unbelievable.
Austin put leg on the hole.
Let's go smoke some pot.
Come on, let's go smoke some pot.
Let's go.
sure I think about you now and then. But it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now. Well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been. 'Cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in. And there's no way to know what might have been. We could sit and talk about this all night long and wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. Can't go back again. There's no use giving in. And there's no way to know what might have been. The same old look in your eyes. It's a beautiful night. I'm so tempted to stay. That was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in. There's no way to know what might have been. No, we'll never.
What difference does it make whether he was your guy or not?
It makes all the difference.
Why? You're never gonna know.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I will. Somehow, I'll
you
know.
Won't remember.
When it's done, I will know. It'll be different.
Well, I thought so too. In fact, I was sure of it, but you didn't. That's right. The real John G. I helped you find him over a year ago. He's already dead.
Don't lie to me anymore.
Look, Lenny. I was the cop assigned to your wife's case. I believed you. I thought you deserved a chance for revenge. I'm the one that helped you find the other guy in your bathroom that night. The guy that cracked your skull and fucked your wife. We found him. You killed him. But you didn't remember. So I helped you start looking again. Looking for the guy you already killed.
Oh, yeah? So who was he?
Just some guy. I mean, does it even matter who? No reason, Lenny. No conspiracy, just bad fucking luck. A couple of junkies too strung out to realize your wife didn't live alone. But when you killed them, I was so convinced that you'd remember. But it didn't stick. Like nothing ever sticks, like this won't stick. I took that picture. Just when you did it. Look how happy you are. I wanted to see that face again.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Fuck you. I gave you a reason to live, and you were more than happy to help. You don't want the truth. You make up your own truth.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love me do, I think it was, but never didn't take him long. He got himself a guitar, learned to play it every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit, and everything's alright. Don't you know? Oh yeah. Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, I'm gonna be a big star someday. Yeah, mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know that you are a shooting star? Don't you know? Gonna love you just as long as you are. Yeah. Johnny made a record, went straight up to number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing the song. You're watching the world go by, surprised it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, hey, the big time at last. Don't you know?
yes you do.
Oh no we don't.
Oh yes you do.
Oh no we don't.
Yes you do.
No we don't.
Yes you do.
No we don't.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes.
Make